Hello everyone, I'm Batman. This is the Cinemaniacs podcast.
No one's gonna want to listen to this.
This is basically what our podcast is, so you know.
I'm Batman. I'm Christian Bale. Actually, I sound more like Will Arnett's Lego Batman.
Oh yeah, man. Martha, how do you get that name?
Okay.
Roll the intro.
Hi, I'm Eric.
I'm Sol.
We're talking about DC EU today.
Yeah, the DC movies. The fun, good, very good DC movies.
Yeah, this will be good.
Yeah.
Actually, they're looking up.
DC. No, they are. After this recent movie.
I've very publicly not been a fan at all of the DC
EU. I don't think a lot of people are. Really a fan of the DCEU. They're pretty bad.
Yeah, it's... I mean, they're looking up, though.
And no, they definitely are.
They've had some good movies recently. I mean, okay. Shazam, which we'll talk about that a little later in the podcast, because that's a very recent release, and I'm sure everyone wants to hear about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's get right into it. So, DCEU, it started, I believe, technically... with Green Lantern, which is kind of the Incredible Hulk of the DCEU.
Yeah, true.
It doesn't fit into the
It doesn't
the
really
of the universe.
Officially fit in, but it is kind of counted.
Technically. It's a technicality. And they have had movies such as Suicide Squad, Man of Steel, Wonder Woman, Batman vs. Superman, Justice League, Aquaman, and now recently Shazam.
Yeah.
Most of those movies are, quite frankly, crap.
Yeah,
So
yeah, literally, I would say how many are there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I would say 5 out of those 6 are bad.
Yeah, in fact, Justice League is quite possibly my least favorite movie of all time.
Justice League's awful.
I feel physically angry whenever I talk about it.
I can't tell you anything good about that movie. Seriously,
no,
I could probably try.
I really wish Jason Momoa was good, but. He wasn't. Because I love that guy. I love that guy.
He's actually okay in Aquaman.
Aquaman's good.
Did you see Aquaman?
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
it was mediocre to me.
It was fun.
Yeah, so if we're looking... Okay, let's look at from the start. So we started with... Apart from... We're not counting Green Lantern.
I haven't actually seen Green Lantern.
Me neither. I don't care.
No, apparently it's awful.
It's supposed to be terrible.
Like, Ryan Reynolds made fun of it in Deadpool. And
So Man of Steel. That was technically the first one.
That's... possibly my favourite of the DCEU.
Really? Okay.
Actually, I think Shazam is now.
Yeah.
But before that, it was Man of Steel, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Sol just drank my drink.
I just drank out of your glass.
It's cold. Are you okay?
Yeah, I just accidentally... Yeah, I'm fine.
Did you get a good backwash or something?
I imagine you might throw up.
He's
okay.
About to vomit. I think it's more talking about DC, but whatever.
True.
Yeah, I really like Man of Steel. I thought it had visual style.
It did have visual style, like most of these movies.
I think Henry Cavill was actually pretty good.
He's fine.
It's as far as that character goes, he's overpowered and he's never been an interesting character or conflicted.
Yeah.
Batman, say, he's like a conflicted character. He has that really interesting backstory. Man of Steel gave us a bit of that, like, when he was a kid, though, right?
Yes, it did. Yeah,
so
I think it did.
It gave a bit of backstory, but...
And I think Man of Steel has a kind of one of the better DC villains. General Zod isn't terrible. He isn't really that bad. He's fine. He works in the movie. I mean, there are better villains, but...
Yeah.
I mean, actually, let's be honest. None of the villains
DC
are good.
Has a massive villain problem.
They do. I mean, at least Marvel was able to fix themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, they have, like, the recent ones, like the Vulture, which is pretty good. Thanos, Killmonger, they were all pretty damn good.
I know. Yeah.
But now it's just like...
Even like I think Obadiah Stane, even in the first one, was alright.
Yeah, fair enough. I can't give you a single good villain. Honestly, I can't. I'm trying to think.
Suicide Squad, it was Enchantress.
She was awful. And also the other dude, Incubus, or whatever his name was.
He was hardly in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
he counts as a villain.
Wonder Woman was another hell person.
Ares.
He
was
the
terrible.
God of War or whatever. Batman vs. Superman, there was Doomsday and Lex Luthor.
Lex Luthor was...
He's a good character.
Oh, he's a great character, yeah, but... It wasn't...
Yeah, he did.
The way just...
Eisenberg
wasn't great, yeah.
Justice League was...
Steppenwolf.
He was another Satan person.
Who was awful.
Atrocious. Terrible garbage. Green Lantern, haven't seen. Aquaman was... The villain was...
Well, there was Black Manta, and then there was his brother.
They were both not very good.
I can't remember.
And then Shazam.
Kind of
another hell person, and Mark Strong. Deadly Sins.
The Seven Deadly Sins and Mark Strong were actually... Mark Strong in that movie is probably my favourite out of these villains, to be honest.
The point is there's so many villains from hell.
Yeah, true.
And what... Why? Like, it doesn't work ever.
It probably could, but it just doesn't feel relatable.
No, it doesn't. DC has quite possibly the best villain of all time. In my opinion, probably the best villain of
all time. Yeah.
Being the Joker.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't really count him as a villain in Suicide Squad.
Not in the Suicide Squad. No. But as in, they use him as a villain in The Dark Knight, which was a massive DC hit. And, like, they also used him in the Tim Burton one.
Yeah, Tim Burton one.
Which is another fantastic movie, actually. I really like that one.
Yeah. Had
an interesting visual style to it.
Mm-hmm. And he's getting his own standalone one this year.
That is so exciting. They just released a teaser. They've released a set photo.
It looks kind of like an indie movie, kind of. It looks really contained. I saw someone on Twitter send out these photos comparison to Taxi Driver.
Yeah.
And it's like the exact same. They're definitely paying homage to it, yeah.
It's so exciting.
Yeah. It is. That's one of my most anticipated.
Yeah. And, I'm surprised that hasn't happened earlier, because he's a really interesting character. I'm so excited for that movie.
Yeah, true. Same.
Yeah. All right, so Man of Steel, I actually thought it was acceptable. It was fine.
It was okay.
If DC continued on like that, I wouldn't be almost giving up on them.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
I've almost given up now. But they're looking better.
Yeah.
They're on a high note, kind of. Although their upcoming films look kind of a bit worse.
Yeah. The one after... Man of Steel was Batman v Superman.
Was it?
I think it was a big leap, because it was like 3 years later.
Yeah, right.
Because Man of Steel to BVS. Yeah. BVS was...
Well, the tie between them was...
It's bad.
The tie between them was really good, though, actually. The opening scene of Batman v Superman. Yeah. I thought it was pretty fantastic.
No.
Like, it was Bruce Wayne, like, driving through. I used it in a bit of reference to my short film that I made last year.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a playlist of different videos for the cast and crew to look at, and it was a really interesting opening scene. And it had definite moments.
BVS definitely has good stuff in it. Especially their fight, I think, is extremely well done and visually great.
It did not last long at all.
It didn't really last very long.
It wasn't really Batman vs. Superman at all.
No.
And then Wonder Woman came in for some reason.
No, she didn't need to be in the movie, to be honest.
Not at all.
And neither did Doomsday.
They just really had to introduce her because then Wonder Woman came on.
But it's a really good movie, but it's ruined by just... It feels a bit overstuffed with just...
Yeah.
And Batman as a character is pretty bad in the movie.
Yeah. Did he direct Man vs. Steel?
Yeah, I think he did. Man of Steel.
Man vs. Steel. Man of
Yeah,
Steel,
I think
sorry.
He did. I think he did.
He directed both. Batman vs. Superman. He directed some of Justice League.
Well, most of it, I think.
Most of it. And then,
he got director credit,
yeah.
So.
I found Zack Snyder's visual style. He's more a technically trained director. He went to a tech school, not a story school.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't really have great story capabilities.
No, but he has
a
visual
style. Like 300 is pretty fantastic. The fight scenes. He definitely has visual flair to it.
Yeah, no, totally. Even
they've pretty
BVS
much given
stuff.
And actually, I appreciate that in BVS. I mean, it's a bit dark, but it has that... It doesn't feel realistic, though, or grounded at all. Marvel, that's what they do. Well, they make, like, almost... These space stories feel real. Like,
yeah, they do, yeah.
And, like, Iron Man feels like he could be realistic because he's built a suit. Captain America, they make it realistic. It's serum, like a super serum. I mean, Spider-Man... Like, they didn't really... With Homecoming, they didn't go the bit by spider thing. I mean, they talked about it, but it's more he made his own...
He made his own stuff, yeah. It was kind of like The Amazing Spider-Man.
It felt realistic.
Yeah, it did, definitely.
It's like a Kick-Ass kind of thing, with Kick-Ass making your own superhero, and that feels really real.
Yeah.
And I mean, they do that with Batman, but Batman in the DCU, I'd like him in Batman vs. Superman, but he's just not...
I didn't like him in... Oh, no, I didn't like the character. He wasn't... He's just going around killing people. Like that's not... That's not what Batman does.
I thought that's what Superman was against. People like...
Yeah. No, but Batman definitely doesn't... He's more for, like, justice and, like, sort of... he's a, yeah, he doesn't go around just killing people and stuff like that. And also Ben Affleck, I actually didn't think was that bad in BVS. I thought he was actually
a lot of people
good.
Made fun of him, but
yeah,
I thought he was.
I mean, we'll get to a movie later where he's terrible, but no, BVS, he was actually not too bad. He was actually pretty good.
Yeah, he was acceptable.
Yeah. But yeah, BVS just shoves in too much, like, stuff.
Extra stuff, yeah. They're just trying to... How long was it? It was, like, 2.5 hours,
It's a long movie. It starts off pretty good. It's kind of... And then it goes into this, like, political, like, there's a lot of court cases. That could have been really interesting. And then they just throw it away for some just
Fire,
big...
explosion,
just,
yeah.
Oh, let's throw Doomsday in the movie and Wonder Woman. Yeah. And let's have the most lazy setup to, like, the Justice League ever with that computer desktop with all the heroes on it.
With BVS, they were kind of... With the political thing, they were doing what... they did in Civil War with the Sokovia Accords and that, except they did it badly.
Mm.
Civil War did it pretty extremely well, and good. It was really interesting.
Yeah, extremely.
And I mean,
good.
Yeah, they finished with an explosion as well.
But then
no, that was in Winter Soldier, actually.
Yeah, but they did have a lot of political stuff in Civil War.
In Civil War, and that's like, sort of what the fighting was about.
Yeah, but that was extremely interesting. But the airport scene in Civil War was, you know, grounded. It actually made sense. There was no just, like, big, dark, like, crumbling.
Yeah, I know. They base it on technology, Marvel does. And, like, Falcon suit is a technology. It's, like, a military-made suit.
Yeah.
Vulture is technology. It makes it feel realistic. And, I mean, Thor is a god.
But he's, like, the only real god in the movie.
Yeah. I mean, Hulk isn't really explained. I mean, in Incredible Hulk,
it was kind of like a meteorite or whatever, yeah.
No, it was wasn't it gamma explosions?
Yeah, I don't know.
Gamma radiation. Yeah, but Batman vs Superman's okay. I'll admit, when I first walked out of the cinema, I was like, oh, you know what, this is okay. I was pretty into it.
Same here, but and then when you think about it,
it's pretty bad.
I think Batman vs Superman's just bad. It's not awful, it's not good, but it's bad.
Yeah, when I was in the cinema of Justice League, however, I was almost throwing up.
We were both sitting there next to each other.
We were, like, giggling at each other because it was so bad.
We were both sitting there. Okay, no, we'll get to Wonder Woman because that's the next one.
No, Suicide Squad is, right?
Oh, yeah, Suicide Squad, you're right. No, that was right after BVS. Yeah.
Everyone was so excited for Suicide Squad.
I thought the trailers were awesome.
Yeah.
I was really excited.
They have Panic at the Disco doing Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
And it's, like, it's cool. I mean, really good trailer.
I was really excited.
And, I mean, they had, like, that interesting, like, sort of visual thing going on again with, like, the lights and stuff.
Yeah, with, like, neon lights and things like that.
That was interesting. Yeah. But then they, instead of doing any character development whatsoever...
Yeah.
They just, like, put a title card in front of them and that's their character.
The movie is
their
awful.
Their name is their character. Like, who are the characters again? It's, like, Diablo...
Diablo, Captain Boomerang, Harley Quinn,
Deadshot. Deadshot's kind of memorable, I guess.
No, Harley Quinn's definitely the most memorable. That's why they're doing Birds of Prey with it later on.
People also remember... Joker, but not for...
Suicide Squad's awful.
He could have been interesting as well. But
he could have been, but he's...
He was a side character.
He doesn't do any... If you take the Joker out of the Suicide Squad, nothing in this movie would have changed.
No, not at all.
Nothing. He's superfluous to the movie.
Yeah.
Nothing would have changed.
Good word. Superfluous. Wow.
But yeah, no, nothing would have changed. It's just a mess of a movie. There's no story. There's nothing really makes sense.
Yeah.
They go to this city that you don't know where the city is. You don't know anything about it.
It's so forgettable.
Yeah. They just walk around the street for a bit, shooting these black little. Yeah. Alien things.
I think that
doesn't make actually any sense.
Yeah, I think that's when, and then there was like Enchantress who was just awful.
Who was awful? She was terrible. It's another like god like.
Oh, there
just
was like
random...
there was also like the military guy, right, who was dating Enchantress.
Exactly. Yeah.
Completely forgot about him.
No. Yeah. What's his name? Flag or something?
And there was like Viola Davis.
Yeah, she was Amanda Waller. Yeah. She was good in the movie, but what they did with her character was not... She just randomly killed one of her like, little bodyguard things for no reason.
Yeah.
And it was so random. It just felt so out of place.
Did she end up being the bad guy? Did she?
No, she wasn't. They tried to make her sort of a bad guy so the villains would look good.
Yeah, but the villains...
But she's not.
The villains
she's
are
not.
Bad people.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, it was kind of an anti-hero movie. And now they're rebooting that with, is it
They're doing a
sequel
second one.
Or
it's a sequel.
Is it?
But apparently with, James Gunn.
They're going to disregard a lot of it.
Apparently Captain Boomerang's going to be in it and Harley Quinn's going to be in it. That's all that's confirmed. So Jai Courtney's coming back and Margot Robbie, but we don't know about Deadshot. And Idris Elba's in it, but he's not playing Deadshot, which people thought, but he's not. So that'll be interesting to see what James Gunn does with it. I'm sure
Idris Elba's a DJ. No.
Is he actually?
He was like, he was playing at Coachella.
Really?
Yeah.
What the heck?
I know. Yeah.
That's
I,
so
I,
weird.
I found it so weird.
Okay.
Yeah. Suicide Squad was bad.
It's terrible.
And then, wait, was Justice League next?
No, Wonder Woman was next.
Oh, yeah, it was. What?
So, Wonder Woman. I liked this movie.
I wasn't into it.
Fair enough.
Particularly. I mean, it has... It could be cool with, like, the war kind of thing. And, yeah. Like, they could have gone for almost a Captain America First Avenger. I mean, it's unfair to compare it to the DCU to Marvel.
Well, not really, because they're both superhero, like, genres. Yeah, it makes sense to compare them, I think.
Yeah.
But if you can... I feel like if you compare them to the point where you say that if they... Like, I know... I heard people saying about Shazam, like, oh, it's copying Marvel. It's copying Marvel. It's like, no, it's just... It's trying to reinvent the formula of
DC. I have things to say about copying Marvel, but I'll say it later. Let's talk about Wonder Woman.
Okay, Wonder Woman, I really like this movie. I actually really like the war aspects of this movie. Especially the middle section is really good, I think.
Like this like chick with a half mask or
yeah,
something.
She was forgettable. She was disposable. It's not a it's definitely not. It's far from a perfect movie.
That's the thing with like Chris Pine at the start. It's,
yeah. Chris Pine was good. I actually really liked his character. I liked the bit of them
at
on
the end.
Boat.
At the end, I liked it. Like when he...
That was the best part about the...
Went and blew up the plane.
Yeah, that was really good.
I thought that was pretty decent.
Yeah. But it's a really good 2/3 of a movie. Like the last act. The third act is bad.
And then guess what? They go and do a hell thing.
Yeah. And like the Ares was like...
There is no need. It is
I know.
Unnecessary.
I know.
Whoever wrote that script is... Are they trying to meet like a hell quota or something? Like,
I don't know. Ares was like the guy who... The old guy that was in the office with them at the start.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like...
The guy who played Lupin in...
Harry Potter.
David Lewis, I think.
Right. Yeah, but it's like, why... Like, I never cared about this character. Why is he suddenly... Yeah. Like, it's so random.
Is World War One or Two?
It's World War One.
Ah, damn it. If it was World War Two, they could have gone a nuclear thing and she goes up and stops the nuke. Like,
yeah, maybe, yeah.
Then that would have been cool and they wouldn't have needed to go a hell person.
Yeah. But I actually really enjoyed the war aspects of the movie, and Chris Pine and
it was cool.
And Gal Gadot are extremely good together, I think.
They had like an interesting fight scene in an that was in Justice League, wasn't it?
That might have been in Justice League. Wait, which what do you
if
know?
If it was in Justice League, then it wasn't interesting, but it was Wonder Woman fighting people.
It probably would have been this movie then.
Yeah.
But no, I actually really enjoyed this movie. I think it's pretty good.
It's one of the better ones. This is when people started thinking that the DCEU was kind of looking good again. Like.
Yeah, and then we get to the next movie. And then we get to Justice League, which is terrible.
When people ask what's the worst movie you've ever seen, this is my answer.
Really?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I mean, I've seen Norm of the North. I've seen the Star Wars Holiday, except probably the Star Wars Holiday special's worse, but it's funny as...
Yeah, it is, yeah.
It's so...
But I think what makes Justice League so especially terrible is that these are big, like, great characters. Superman, Batman, and, like, Wonder Woman all coming together in this big movie. It was supposed to be this massive culmination. And it just... It's such a throwaway movie.
It looks atrocious.
Yeah, it's terrible.
One. Like,
especially the third act. It's like
massive,
red. It's
red.
It's like just ugly.
And it was like these flying characters, flies, mosquito thingies or something, demon gargoyles.
Yeah, it was ugly.
It looked
disgusting.
Terrible. The characters were all awful. They had like this sort of going and trying to find all the characters. It was basically DCU's Avengers. That's what...
So it should have been a lot bigger than it actually was.
Yeah. It's like, they had Superman and he was bad. Flash was awful.
Ezra Miller was terrible.
I love the Flash,
I'm
but
sorry.
Ezra Miller was terrible.
I feel bad saying
like,
that,
they,
but...
They put him in Fantastic Beasts as well, and he was awful in that. He was just like
he's
this moody little emo kid.
I feel bad saying that because he's really good in a few movies. He's really good in We Need to Talk About Kevin and some other stuff.
Oh, I heard about that one.
He's really good in that
Dude,
one.
Dude, that sounds really interesting.
Yeah.
Like, it was a bow and arrow.
It's a good movie.
Yeah. Do you have that I can borrow?
No, I think I watched it on Canopy, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
I need to get that working.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
that sounds awesome.
He's terrible in the movie. He's really bad. And Flash as a character's bad. They rush it.
I'm in.
They rush it. I know. It's like... His delivery is really cringeworthy.
Yeah.
And they tried to sort of... It's difficult when you try to introduce those characters into the movie and make you care about them.
Oh, Cyborg's the most forgettable person.
No, yeah, exactly. He's so boring.
Except they are planning on making a film of him as well, aren't
really?
They? Yeah, and they're also doing Flashpoint.
Oh, yeah, Flashpoint.
That's still...
Well, if they can breathe life into these characters, then that's good. Because yeah. I suppose if you really think about it, in the original Avengers, I didn't care for Black Widow and Hawkeye, to be completely honest.
I still don't care about Hawkeye, except yeah, for maybe no, he has a family.
But at least he has a family, so it's like they give something to him.
A family and a bad hair.
Although Black Widow I do actually really like now. She's yeah. a really good character.
I liked her in the second Iron Man 2.
She was into his second Iron Man. Yeah.
That's right.
I liked her in Winter Soldier. She was really good in that, actually.
Yeah, that was interesting. Yeah. Actually.
But no, it's a pretty. It's an awful movie. Yeah. It's difficult to give you anything I liked about it.
I can't talk about it really. Like, I'm struggling to find words. Yeah. It's just all bad. That's all you need to know. It is just real.
I mean, the scene with Henry Cavill, like Superman coming back, wasn't like atrocious. I mean, it wasn't really good.
That gave
but
it away, or like in the
when
trailer,
he came back, like. When the scene with him bashing, like, it wasn't
they kind
awful.
Of, they kind of did that interesting thing with the, that they did in the X-Men movies with Quicksilver, like the, you know, that time in a bottle
scene. Oh, right, yeah. That's, I know what I mean.
That was really cool, but once again, they're just ripping off, I mean, that's a X-Men one, not MCU.
Yeah.
But it's, I mean, it's cool, cool little thing.
That was kind of cool visually, a little bit, that scene.
Yeah.
But it's... I don't know.
I'm struggling to think of pros.
It's so hard. Steppenwolf is one of the worst villains I've ever seen in a movie.
Yeah, they had that scene on Wonder Woman's Island. Where
yeah, and it looked awful. It was them. Yeah. They were riding horses. It was really elongated for no reason.
I know.
And he was like trying to get the mother boxes and to do something with these boxes. And it's like, I don't care.
I'm unclear on what was happening.
I know. So.
I was just laughing at it because he was that bad. I wish Jason Momoa was good, but I mean, it's not his fault he was acting. But it's just like...
Yeah, it's not really his fault, what he did.
It was Zack Snyder and Joss Whedon took over in the end, who directed the first Avengers.
He directed the first Avengers, but he botched this one.
Yeah, a lot of it was in the script. It's...
Mm.
So here's where they're trying to do this, big team-up movie, and we're supposed to care about all these characters, and they're trying to create this extended universe, mainly for money, is Warner Bros. Thing. They don't care about the property of it.
They've shown that they don't care about the source material.
Yeah, no.
In Suicide Squad, they don't care.
Yeah, it's about money. And they're trying to build this universe because it worked amazingly for MCU and for Disney. But they have no foundations whatsoever.
No.
They didn't start it off with a movie. They already were thinking, oh, we're going to have this big universe before it even starts. It's what happened with the MonsterVerse as well.
Yeah.
And,
prior to this, Superman...
There's also this Godzilla Kongverse.
Oh, yeah, Godzilla King... what's it called? The MonsterVerse?
Oh, is that the MonsterVerse? Well, yeah. which one's the one with, like, the Invisible Man and the Mummy and...
Oh, that's called, like, the Dark...
Oh, the Darkverse, yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
But Wonder Woman and Superman were the only two characters that had their own movie before this.
Yeah.
And it's just like...
Yeah, exactly.
So they rushed character introductions.
That's kind of...
Batman kind of got his own movie.
They kind of did that with the Avengers. Like, only Iron Man. I mean, Hulk kind of... When Thor had been before...
Thor and Captain America.
We had them. But they made... The character interactions are so interesting.
Yeah, exactly. The character dynamics and the way they talk is really interesting. And they kind of set up Black Widow in the opening scenes of the movie when she's looking for Hulk. Looking for Bruce Banner and stuff like that. And
yeah.
It's really interesting. But, terrible movie.
And they try and force the comedy. Like, Marvel has this really... it's famously Marvel that they do it well. It's this quippy humour. Where they can just, like...
Yeah, but it works, do that humor, I think.
And it works. And then they try and do it in Justice League or DC movies, and it does not feel... Because it doesn't match the tone. It's like...
I think that was Joss Whedon's... Yeah. That was Joss Whedon's little thing.
Except they kind
movie.
Of tried to do it a bit in, like, They did it a little bit in Wonder Woman, like with that fish out of water thing.
Yeah, kind of, but kind of. I feel like that worked.
They did
a
in
that,
Shazam.
That was
Aquaman, they did quite a bit of humor.
Aquaman was more just satirical.
Tried to be really funny.
Sort of poking fun at the genre. It's just being kind of ridiculous.
Yeah. Shazam was actually a bit funny.
Shazam was really funny.
I thought it was alright. Yeah.
Alright, so what's after Justice League? Aquaman, because it was like a whole year later, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was an entire year. We needed to break up. Yeah, we need to recover after this movie.
Yeah.
So Aquaman, I didn't really like this movie,
it's
to be honest.
It's pretty forgettable.
In my opinion, it's a pretty mediocre movie. It's definitely in the higher half of these movies.
Yeah, but that's not a
But it's not saying anything.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Jason Momoa is good. The action's really good. The action, I think, is really good. There was that one right at the start with Nicole Kidman's character, which was a really cool action scene.
Which one was that?
Which was like her fighting the fish people who come to her house.
Oh, yeah.
And she's
yeah.
like, and that was a really great scene.
Yeah, and they had this, like, the camera sort of flowing around.
Yeah, it was flowy.
James Wan, who directed it, has a more technical background.
Yeah.
And once again, they had this real visual style, like also diving into the depths with the flare and all the. Like,
yeah.
That is an incredible shot.
Yeah, yeah. No, it is.
It really is a fantastic.
It is.
Shot.
It's the visual effects from the trailers. It looked awful.
Oh yeah, I was.
But then I watched the movie and I thought the visual effects were actually pretty good.
It was fine. I mean, shark.
I mean, there was a lot in your face. Like it's a lot of movie. Yeah, but yeah. I actually really did like the visual effects in the movie. I thought it was pretty interesting to look at. Yeah, I don't know. I found this movie really boring. I just did. I'm sorry. I found it pretty damn boring to me. I thought it was like really just like, I just wanted to end honestly in the middle. It felt way too stretched out into this big story. And each scene just felt like a character or maybe two characters, like the girl character. I can't remember her name. Going like just each scene is just
Mira.
Yeah. Mira. Yeah. Mira. It's just them going, they get something and then they go to the next thing. They get something. They go to the next thing.
Yeah.
It just felt like that. Like, I don't know. It didn't feel like
it's
a flowing story.
It's a quest movie.
Yeah, it's a quest movie, and it just felt like, I don't know. I didn't care.
Yeah, it's like the King of Atlantis.
Yeah, but the visuals and the action are
the
best
parts
of the
movie. They had that interesting. I did kind of like that scene in the bar where it was like you're the Aquaman, and then they.
Oh
like,
yeah, they do a selfie thing. Yeah,
selfie and then drink it. That,
yeah,
I don't know. It was like,
I mean, like it's just like what?
Yeah. It was like one where Aquaman's dad was in the car, and then they had this massive like tsunami thing come in.
Oh right, yeah,
and
yeah.
I like the news reel, like the news kind of stuff, like
mm-hmm.
news reports spliced in. That often helps make. You see it quite a bit in superhero movies, and it helps make it feel more kind of real.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
That, yeah,
that's fair. Yeah. I don't know. There's not a lot really to say.
Yeah.
The third act was too much. That was too much.
What do you mean?
Too much CGI. Just
yeah.
too much.
I mean,
I was exhausted.
Okay, you can't say too much CGI. I mean, you can if you want. You just did.
Yeah.
But it's not CGI. It's like, you only notice CGI when it's bad CGI. It's...
I suppose that's true, but what I'm saying is that there was too much to comprehend. I don't know what's happening.
If it's a blend of... Yeah, but you say too much CGI, and yeah, it is. But
mm-hmm.
Mad Max, I mean, yeah, it's famous for its practical effects, Fury Road.
Mm-hmm.
But it had a lot of CG in it as well. And you just
yeah,
don't notice because it's good.
Exactly.
And it feels
okay,
good.
Yes, I suppose you're right.
Yeah,
but what I mean is there's too much... It's too much noticeable CGI.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
obviously the sharks and stuff, like, obviously it's CGI. If you didn't... If you think it's not, then you must be, like, under 5. But, like, it's... Yeah, but I don't know. no, but it's just too... I was actually really exhausted and not in a good way. Because sometimes when you see, like, really cool third acts, you're exhausted but in a good way. I know Bohemian Rhapsody made me feel that way. I was exhausted but and exhilarated but in a good way in that third act.
I missed out on Queen tickets. I'm really upset. Queen comes to show and I missed it. If anyone has some spare tickets...
Hook me up.
Yeah. I mean, one, I'll give you a shout-out. Two, I'll pay you.
Yeah,
whatever it is,
exactly.
Plus $20, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, no, Aquaman is... it's okay.
It's fine. People were saying it's the... When you saw it, I think you said it was like the best DC movie.
No, I would say it was probably under Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah.
I would say Wonder Woman, Aquaman, and then, just puke at the bottom. Shazam.
Okay, yeah, now today. This is the review section because this is a new movie and
exactly.
people need to hear what it
yeah.
is. I thought it was cool.
I really, really liked this movie. And I can't believe I'm saying that. Like, I always thought I kind of loved it a little bit.
Whoa.
Like, not as in, like, a film itself. There's a lot of flaws to it. But just as, like, how
so
much...
Fun,
it's so much fun that I actually loved it a lot. Like, it's so weird me saying that about a DC movie. But, like, I don't know. Like, one thing I can say about Wonder Woman is that, like, I never felt like I really cared that much. Like, I enjoyed the movie and I think there's a lot of really good stuff in Wonder Woman. But the difference is between this one and Wonder Woman is that I actually really cared about Billy Batson and also Freddie Freeman.
Freeman. I thought the actor for Freddie Freeman was...
He was excellent. Jack Dylan Grazer, yeah. He's so good.
He was good.
He was
Zachary
fantastic.
Zachary Levi is lovable and I
yeah.
still call him Billy Batson's weird because he's Shazam.
He's Shazam.
They really... No, I mean, yeah, they had that, like, Don't Stop Me Now. I mean, I love Queen, once again.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, Chris Duckman in his review said some of the song choices were obvious. Or was he talking about...
No, he's talking about Captain Marvel.
No, oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the third
actor,
Captain Marvel.
No, I thought he said that about Shazam, so... maybe not.
No, I don't reckon. But I don't know. I don't know. It's just really lighthearted fun. It sort of, it pokes fun at the genre as well, I think.
It was refreshing.
It was so refreshing for a DC film.
It was a bit silly. It kind of felt like Guardians of the Galaxy a bit.
Yeah, it did a little bit. It's silly, but that's what I love. That's what I want to see.
I mean, like, it's just like the kid, because we're kids. We're still kids, I guess.
Yeah, no, we are, technically.
But, I mean, we're watching other kids be like superheroes. It's just awesome.
Yeah, it is.
Like,
it's so
like
cool.
Like, superhero mega fan becoming a superhero. It's like, yeah. I know. It's like...
Well, I mean, he wasn't really, but his friend...
At the end.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah. He kind of is. Oh, yeah, true, Freddy, yeah.
Spoiler,
yeah, that a is a spoiler. Now, but, Did you expect that coming? I did not expect that.
I didn't think they could do it, but they did.
I didn't know that it all turned in. It was sick. Yeah, it was so cool. Liked it, and even Mark Strong, like, you could probably say he was kind of a flaw of the movie, like him as a villain, but honestly it didn't bother me any. I do think the start was a little slow. I think the start took a little bit of time to get going, but it wasn't really an issue. But no, I actually really liked Mark Strong in this movie. I thought it was he was like really cheesy and just kind of funny, especially in the third act when they're both spoiler in the third act, kind of, when they're both like really far apart and he's having a super villain speech. That was hilarious.
That was more funny for
because it's sort of poking fun at other movies.
Yeah, are you doing a super?
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, they were taking off Deadpool there, like a bit with the making fun of the genre tropes.
They are, yeah. But I mean, it was good. Just because a movie did it before.
Yeah, it's its own movie though.
Exactly. Yeah.
It is.
It's really, really good. I actually really enjoyed it.
Easy up though. It's not.
No. I'm not saying.
Next week you'll be like, it's only good.
No, but I'm not saying it's like a particularly well, like it's well made. But I'm not saying it's like a fantastic like piece of art. I'm just saying like I felt like I loved the movie. Like I actually like I would watch it a lot of like more times. I actually really did enjoy it.
That's fair.
Yeah, I thought it was really good.
I thought it was.
It's
very,
just a lot of fun.
It was very refreshing.
Yeah, and it's just like. The acting's really good.
It's kind, the Foster it's kind family, of disposable.
Well, I suppose because it... Well, if you really think... I don't...
Yeah, nah. It's throwaway. It is, but it's like...
But like, it's but not...
It doesn't... A but superhero it doesn't, movie doesn't have to be like
it doesn't
some...
have to tie into other films to make exactly. Like, I think if this movie tried to tie into the other films, it would just get distracted.
Except they did a fantastic job at tying it in because it tied it into the DCU with like him being a super fan and having like the Superman
exactly
and
Batarang.
It was really cool. And then the very end was a fantastic tie-in.
I wouldn't call it disposable though, to be honest. I wouldn't. I don't think it's... Because I think I actually cared about the characters and I thought it was really heartwarming with the whole Foster part of it. And that didn't feel disposable to me. Like, a movie like Justice League, which shouldn't have been disposable, was disposable.
Cause, no, that's just crap.
Yeah, but it's disposable. Because the reason why it's disposable, because I did not care about what was happening. I didn't care about the villain. I didn't care about the villain's storyline. I didn't care about anything. It just ended... It started and it ended and I just didn't feel anything. And it was just like... It just felt like nothing. It felt like nothing, the movie.
Yeah, but...
But, like, Shazam, it's just, like, it's a really, really fun movie, and it just, like...
Yeah.
It's got a lot of heartwarming stuff in it, so...
Yeah.
And it's refreshing.
What would you review it?
What would I rate it?
Rate it, yeah.
I would probably rate it probably... I'd probably, like, a 7.5 out of 10,
that's
I reckon.
Love.
Well, it's really good.
Yeah.
Like, a really good movie.
I'd probably...
But if you're talking about what if I'm going to watch it again, probably, like, an 8 out of 10 or something.
Yeah, I'd probably give it a 7.
Yeah, fair enough.
I think, it's... I mean, 7's a bit lower. Our scales don't match
line
up.
Which is why I don't really like rating movies, but anyways.
It's okay. Yeah.
I really liked it.
Do you reckon the DCU is dead? I don't...
No.
I don't think it is.
No.
Definitely... It's on the rebound.
They're trying to... Yeah, because I think...
Shazam and Aquaman and Wonder Woman are all pretty big.
Yeah, well, they have the garbage in the middle, but yeah, no, because it's Justice League in the middle. But no, Wonder Woman was good. Justice League's terrible. And then we have... Aquaman, which I thought was fine, but I could understand why people really liked it, which I get it. Shazam, I really liked. So I think they are definitely on the rebound.
Yeah, but I think more that... I mean, they're all kind of outside characters. It's like in Marvel, like Captain America, Steve Rogers and Tony Stark are the two sort of central characters. And there's this central Infinity Saga storyline.
Yeah.
And then there's all the movies sort of on the outside that don't matter to the central running plot.
And they're often the better
throughout
ones.
Throughout it. And, I mean, actually, there isn't a central running plot throughout, really. There's Infinity Stones collecting or anything in...
Well, that might happen, but I feel like they're going to, like, reinvent themselves.
Yeah.
If they're getting rid of... They're getting rid of Ben Affleck.
They're basically getting rid of the Tony and the Steve.
They probably will,
They're getting rid of Henry Cavill's apparently stepped down. I think that's...
He's apparently, but I thought that was just a rumour. I reckon it might be. Yeah. I know Ben Affleck is definitely gone.
Yeah, Ben Affleck's gone. He was originally going to direct it. There is a lot of upcoming DC EU movies.
Yes, the one that's probably... I don't actually know the specific release dates. I don't know if any of them have specific release dates.
But, Batman's supposed to be in 2020.
I don't think that'll happen.
Birds of Prey is next year.
Birds of Prey is happening.
Yeah, Batman hasn't even started filming though.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll happen. Well, not anytime soon anyway. Yep. Birds of Prey is the next one, which is definitely going to happen, which is finished filming and Margot Robbie keeps sending out promotional stuff
for it. I'm not planning on watching it, really.
Pardon?
I'm probably not going to watch it. It's, yeah.
Fair enough. I'll probably watch
I'll see how the reviews go, but I didn't even particularly like Margot Robbie's Harley Quinn.
Yeah, yeah. Really? I thought she was the best part of that Suicide Squad.
Yeah, I know, but still, it's a pretty bad movie.
Yeah, true. But I mean, James Gunn. Oh, wait, no, sorry, that's Suicide Squad 2. Birds of Prey, yeah, and then what's the other one? Suicide Squad 2?
Wonder Woman 1984.
Oh, yeah, Wonder Woman 1984.
Green Lantern Corps is apparently a thing.
Okay. Probably not with Ryan Reynolds, though.
Yeah, no.
It won't
be with Ryan Reynolds. Now that he's made fun of it.
Yeah.
They have the Flashpoint coming, Cyborg.
Is Flashpoint.
Apparently
Flashpoint, coming. The same director as Game Night, which is kind of weird.
Who was that director again?
I can't remember their names. Francis... something daily.
Or I remember there was two directors. I remember when what's his face James Gunn got sacked originally from Guardians.
Yeah, and then he got re.
Wait, have we talked about this yet?
No, we haven't. He got reinstated. Yeah. He got
James
reinstated.
Gunn is back.
He's back.
That's good.
That's so good. That's but like that's so unexpected. You wouldn't think Disney.
Yeah, Disney
would flip.
Won't go back. Yeah.
Like apparently with most of everything they do, they never flip.
Yeah, I know.
So this is extremely surprising.
Yeah.
But great, just, great
well,
news.
Well, it's because all the cast signed that petition.
Yeah. True. True.
Yeah.
But it's great news. It's extremely good.
Yeah, that's
That's really exciting. He's already written the script and it's probably on its way now, getting a bit more production.
I had an idea for a script. So if it never got made, then I was gonna send it into Marvel.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
It was gonna be pretty cool. I had the soundtrack lined up as well.
Oh really? Yeah, nice. Yeah.
I'm weird.
That's fine.
Yeah, but they were saying that the directors of Game Night were going to be put up for that. They were...
For Flashpoint? That,
well, no, for Guardians 3.
Oh, really?
Because they were throwing a few different names around.
Okay.
And they were one of the names that got... I mean, most people saying Taika Waititi.
I don't think he was ever going to do it. I think that was just a little fan thing, but he was never going to do it.
Yeah, probably not. No. Are they going to do with Thor Fortnite?
Although it was really funny when
A trilogy is a good thing.
I agree. When James Gunn was reinstated, it was really funny. I saw a tweet from Taika Waititi on the little news story, and he was like, wait, I thought I was going to direct it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah. But no, yeah, that's really good. And obviously he's doing Suicide Squad 2, which is really exciting. Hopefully they can actually reinvigorate the Suicide Squad name, because the first movie is pretty bad, and it's notoriously quite bad.
Yeah.
I think everyone kind of agrees it's pretty bad.
I think it'll kind of be a bit tough, but
yeah.
DC, not in the EU, they have the Joker coming.
Yeah, the Joker coming, which is completely separate.
That is so exciting.
Extremely exciting. Yep. It looks great.
DC's had good stuff before, but
of course,
I'm sure there'll be more good stuff in the future.
Yeah. Well, eventually. DC like kind of ruled the superhero world before... before the DCEU and before MCU.
Well, it was Detective Comics, so actually, that if they wanted to, they could go like almost a noir sort of black and white kind of detective movie where they just have...
That'd be cool.
Actually, Watchmen is technically DC as well, I think. Not Watchmen. EU.
Is it? Oh, is it like based off a comic?
Yeah, what it's called, right? The Zack Snyder one with like the... Rorschach and...
Wasn't that... Oh, no, yes, that one. I thought that was a Robert Rodriguez one. Yeah, no, that was one.
Yeah, yeah. Zack Snyder did it. Yeah, I think that's... Detective Comics, it might not be EU or anything, but...
Yeah, it might be. That's pretty interesting. But obviously, the Dark Knight trilogy is fantastic. And.
Oh, yeah, incredible.
Yeah.
I have two of them in my collection.
Yeah, you have Batman Begins and Dark Knight, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. DC is... Okay. Usually, I'll go and see the movie if... It's getting good reviews, but I won't make up my mind until I actually hear about it.
I definitely think, this is really weird. Shazam, because I really like Shazam. I think it's interesting that I actually think, for once, Shazam's better than the two previous MCU movies. Captain Marvel and Ant-Man and the Wasp.
You might be right there.
It's better than both of them.
I think it's better than Captain Marvel for sure.
I think it's better than Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Ant-Man and the Wasp, it has some
Ant-Man and the Wasp is fine. It's okay.
It plays with some Gale and kind of stuff. Yeah, but she's a bit fun, but yeah.
I think Shazam's better. I think she's, which is so weird to say about a DC movie being better than Marvel, but I don't know. Yeah, that's just a little thing to.
I still about. Think overall DC is trash, right? Because you know, oh, yeah. I don't think I'll even call Shazam a DCAU movie.
Yeah, fair enough.
It isn't.
Well, I feel like it's kind of the start of an era for new DC movies that will hopefully be good.
They need to go standalone good. Movies because their standalone yeah. movies are the ones that are successful. In fact, Man of Steel was good.
They rushed Justice League and BVS.
Yeah, exactly. And their team up squad.
They rushed the team up squad. And Suicide Squad. But yeah, they're all terrible. The team up.
Man of Steel's good. I liked it. People like Wonder Woman. I don't like it so much.
Mm-hmm.
Aquaman's cool, I guess, and Shazam's great. So
yeah. So that's,
are they going to make a Shazam squad? They'll do like it. Because Shazam 2 is like after a week of being.
Yeah,
out,
I know. They're already confirmed.
Already confirmed that someone's coming.
So, yeah.
We'll see. Should be fun. Okay, thanks for listening to
this thanks,
podcast.
Guys. Sorry we've been sort of pretty. We haven't posted one in a while, but.
Yeah, we're schedules. We might do another one this week. We'll see how we're feeling.
Yeah, definitely. All right.
Because we want to make it up to you guys. Anyway, we'll see you later.
See ya.